My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning. Sam and Greg Chase with you on the Odyssey app. It is the 28th day of July, the last Sunday of this month. Good morning!
Yeah. Morning!
And a good morning to everybody in Thomaston.
Thomaston.
Thomaston, Georgia.
Absolutely.
Home of the world's fastest banjo player.
Also the home of... Georgia High School Association.
Yeah.
Yes.
And listen.
The governing fathers of our high school athletics in our wonderful state.
And that's right. So thank them for their hard work. Listen.
Thankless job at times.
It is. I mean, but I got nothing bad to say about them now that they got 10-foot rims and making. That's all I really. That
was my only and shot clocks.
And shot clocks. Those are my only two. I'm good with you now. Just put some restaurants closer to where it was. What's our boy up? Kyle Sandy.
Kyle Sandy.
Go to in Buffalo Wild Wings. Hey, listen, seriously.
Yeah, man.
You folks over there on the North Druid.
No, Howell Mill.
Howell Mill, excuse
me. Howell Mill Road, those apartments over there.
Those apartments over there.
Ooh, man.
God bless y'all.
Wow.
And hopefully, you know, you will find your belongings. They had a couple floors, they said, went. You know, like fell through. Yeah. It was a massive fire. You'll see it on the news. But that's an area that we frequent quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so just.
Yep. Other people.
You don't know what to say, but we're thinking about you. A little prayer going your way. And the firefighters working on that. I keep thinking of Chief Brandon, but all the first responders. In a situation like that, though, because we've heard after the fact that a couple floors.
And you just don't know.
You don't know that when you go up there.
Absolutely.
Man, absolutely. So listen, we are.
We commend them for their work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, our thoughts and our prayers go for those who have lost a lot of possessions and things. But hopefully some of those things can be recovered and that they're healthy.
And they said everybody got out.
Everybody got out.
Everybody got out. People were, you know, yelling and screaming, go get your animals, all of that stuff. So. No bad news as far as that. So we're watching it here on the news. I wanted to make mention of that. Anyway, getting started on this Sunday morning. You know what I heard is happening Wednesday before we get into all this other stuff? Because it is important. Well, maybe important is the wrong word, but it's going to be special. Wednesday, they are bringing out the Hank Aaron stamp.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
This is the week. This is the week that the Braves are going to be doing things to remember Hank Aaron, to honor him. And one of the things we're going to do is a stamp. That's fantastic.
What do you mean we? You ain't on the Braves.
No, but I mean it's something that the community does along with the Braves. They do each and every year to just.
So I can say we too?
Absolutely.
All right. That's going to be special.
We'll also say we because it's French.
Oh, all right. That is called a radio pivot into our first topic. Go ahead. We get to use that a lot, right, for these next couple weeks.
Do we?
Just say we. Are you talking about the Olympics or me and you? on this Sunday morning.
Yeah, man. First full day of competition yesterday, and there was a lot of things happening. Medal count right now. We get into a little bit more in a few minutes. Medal count, 5 medals for the United States, 5 for Australia, 4 for China. Those are your top as far as medals go. We have 1 gold, 2 silver, 2 bronze. And looking to pick up more today.
And we will run down some of the matches. Coco is playing today.
We're playing singles.
She's playing singles today. She played doubles yesterday.
And won, yeah.
But 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
She gets going. We're going to listen.
Karen Pristina is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour to talk about the Olympic tennis tournament, which is star-studded. And, you know, Rafael Nadal was back on court yesterday and played doubles with Alcaraz. You saw what has been from Spain for tennis and what's coming on.
Who's next?
And had them on court together. I mean, that's one thing. And some of the first round matches, you had like Angelique Kerber and Naomi Osaka, a first round match, 2 former number one players. I mean, you don't get that in most.
No, you don't. But every 4 years, you do get it, which is the reason why if you win this and you've done well during the regular season,
but it goes
they call
quickly.
It the Golden Slam.
It's a smaller field. It goes quicker. For the men, you're playing the regular best of 3 sets, not the best of 5 like you would in the other majors. So to me, I was saying, boy, this goes quick. I was going back and forth with Karen on social last night, and I said, boy, this goes fast. And you just remember that it's a shorter match that they have to play, especially on the men's side. You can't go out there and say, okay, well, I lost the first set yesterday. You've got to win 3. You got to go out there from the beginning, man, and fire it.
All right, well, save it for Karen. Yeah. Save it for Karen. We got that. I got to bite my tongue because I want to do a deep dive into what I saw yesterday, and it really had to do with, you know who I thought about yesterday watching the Olympics? Yeah. David Stern.
Okay. Yeah.
His global vision.
Yeah.
Has been playing out in a way that I hadn't seen in previous Olympics. We've seen NBA players play before, but it's like every Olympic since, you know, the Dream Team, you get a little bit more of not just NBA, but you get American playground coming out in the international play.
International game.
And I saw a little of that yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I want to get into that. Like I said, just a little bit. Just a little bit. But it was enough to I would imagine, were he looking at the total package he was trying to sell the world, David Stern would have smiled.
Yeah, and
but briefly for him.
But also from the women's perspective, too.
Their game is coming, they're the brightest and shiniest new coin.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the long-term effect of what he started 30 years ago we're seeing. You can talk about the WNBA and what's going on
which
there.
Which launched
as we
after
watch
the 96 games.
Exactly, but it didn't until recently ascend to the level it is at now, and that us just not even having a look, just thinking about the names. You know, you have conversations about women's basketball for people who didn't follow the sport, and you mention this team or that team, they go, who plays on that team? You know, oh, I know Lisa Leslie. They would know a few names.
Right.
But now you throw names come out of people's mouths in a way like we're talking about the NBA and players who they may not have followed in college, but now it's like, ooh, I better get on this bandwagon. Let me find out about this woman or that woman, who's playing here. And listen, I say this about myself. I get to a lot of parties late. But long as I get there, that's all that matters, right?
That's the bottom line.
Long as I get to the party late, as long as I make it, that's all that matters. And I'm not disrespecting the folks that got there earlier, and hopefully they will welcome me and others who get there late. I'm looking at Noelle. She's smiling on the other side.
She can't wait.
He's smiling.
She can't wait.
We got, by the way, Noelle's World coming up. We got to do a little pivot here today. And by the way, good job with the show today. realized.
Good job, Purdue.
We only here for 3 hours.
Yes.
We had to call some audibles. We had to make some pivots, and you did that. So that's what I'm saying there.
Okay. Well.
But Noel and I are going to share 7:40. Lil' Noel's World, fresh casting call. I already sent out something on X, so you guys want to check out what's out there right now, you can do that. But our line of guests, we're going to have Mark Simon coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Yeah. Mark, if you're not regular listener to our show, we reach out to Mark. He's up in New York. Anytime we want to just poke
he's
the
actually
bear.
In Pennsylvania.
Oh, he's in I thought he was New York.
He's in Pennsylvania, but he's in New York. He follows the Mets closely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't send me that Pennsylvania
he's
memo.
He's in Pennsylvania. That's where he lives.
Okay.
Yeah.
He never lived in New York?
I don't know. We can ask him.
I think he did because when we first had him on, he told a story about something that happened when he was growing up in New York.
Yeah, but I think he lives in Pennsylvania now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he's going to join us at 8:20.
Yeah.
Karen Pestana, as you mentioned, will be joining us at 7:20.
Mm-hmm.
But coming up at 6:40,
yep.
We have got a special guest, and I guess this continues our countdown to Corky Kale.
Countdown to Corky Kale. Absolutely. We got Coach Johnny White from Douglas County High School going to be there. They will play the final game of the event on that Saturday night, and we'll have it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The first time Douglas County has been a part of the Corky Kale, they're going to play Cedar Grove, and that's going to be the late game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Coach White is very excited about it. He's coming off a great season last year. Team went 13-1 last year. Came short of making it to Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the state finals. But he's going to start the season there, obviously with the idea to end the season back there.
Yeah, okay.
So we're going to talk with him today.
Snoop up in the thing.
Oh, man. It is just taking on a life of its own.
Snoop up there with a new baby.
Oh, yeah, and the baby's knocked out. Baby slept through the whole thing.
I'm telling you, that video is going to come out when a kid turns 21. You're not going to believe who was next to you when you were an infant.
Braves win.
Getting back to what you were just saying, because I wanted to ask you, because you talked about Douglas County being part of Corky Kale for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Will you at some point explain the process as to how the teams are chosen, other than Kell?
Okay.
You know, because there's people who just, you know, when you say something
I mean, it's kind of changed because, you know, we had to get IJ on because, you know, they're part of the crew that actually matches up the teams. Because you got some different teams this time.
That's what I'm saying. So how are they chosen?
I think that there are a lot of teams around the region and around the state that want to be a part of it because of what this, because of the attention and the focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them say, you know, our team's great. Our team's good, you know, because occasionally you get a South Georgia team. Occasionally Valdosta will come and play. Sometimes, you know, Colquitt County will come and play or Lyons.
Shout out Russ, bro.
But he in Alabama. Russ. He ain't down there no more.
I know, but when I hear Colquitt County, I'm always going to say shout out Russ Probst. He'd be happy to have his name mentioned. I bet he'd be happy to hear. You know, them folks in Atlanta say shout out to you.
Well, he in Alabama now.
I don't care. I bet you the word gets to him. Right down there by the billboards and right down.
right down at 20, right? Oh, man. He might be hanging out at Bucky's.
That's right. Ooh, I went there. I didn't tell you that because I was, you know, this was a different kind of trip, but I wasn't going to go. I stopped in there.
Did you?
I stopped in the Bucky's. I only got one sandwich. I got the one with the three different meats on there this time.
Yeah. Whoa.
So that way I have to buy three different sandwiches. I got the one with all of it on there.
Okay.
Yeah, that.
Oh, man.
And took the buns off, scraped all the meat off, and put it on something else.
There you go.
I had a big time. Anyway, I interrupted you.
Like I said, he's in Alabama. Douglas County is one of the new faces, and we're going to hear from Coach Johnny White coming up later on.
Okay.
And Braves win 4-0 over the Mets. Thankfully, they broke out of their tailspin, and hopefully they can right the ship and get things going because the Mets are right there with them now in the standings. And Something else we didn't think we would see early in the season.
Looking up at them. You know, I just realized something. Yesterday we had the coach on, Jamie Auer. From North Atlanta, mm-hmm. who's starting off Corky Kell,
mm-hmm.
the first game.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're the first day.
The first day, okay. They're not the morning game.
They're the night game. The 4:30 game is going to be Douglas and LaGrange. Which you may get one of them coaches on next week.
Okay, please do.
Yeah, you know.
And then we get the game, the last one, Johnny White. So there you go. That dude sounds like a Motown singer, that name. At least that name. Don't it?
Yeah.
So-and-so says such and such.
You enjoy talking
Motown
to him.
Motown and Johnny White.
He may just get a kick out of you saying that.
He does. I mean, I bet if he could sing, he'd say, would you like a Motown golden hit? I bet he'd say yeah. I bet he would say yes. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. We're going to get out of here. We're going to talk to Noel in a little bit. And I leave you with this little bit of information there. Today was the day. Did you see Alice in Wonderland? Did you ever watch that all the way through? Me either.
Yeah.
But it was released on this day. I probably have only seen maybe three Disney movies from start to finish.
Cartoon.
Animated.
This is the one with, like, Sammy Davis Jr. was the Cheshire Cat?
Yes. I can't believe you whipped that out. Yeah.
Yeah, you're okay. Okay.
Tommy was, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking the tree there, looking down at him.
Yeah.
Was
a nice girl like you doing in a place like this? I think that's a song.
You know what? I take that back. I don't know if he was in that one because this is pre-Sammy. Because this was released. This was the original. I think he was in something else that happened later on.
Okay.
Because this thing came out in 51.
No, that's something else.
That ain't Sammy.
No.
All right. Sam and I coming back here going to talk all things Olympics. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. 28th day of July. What do you think of when you hear that music? I mean, obviously the Olympics, but I mean, does an individual pop to mind?
Yeah.
A city pop to mind? What is it for you?
Jim McKay.
There you go. We both have the same. I too. And I called somebody or reached out to somebody last night. But you're right. Jim McKay is the first one. Cosell is the second one for me.
Really?
Yeah. Because of his beef with Jim McKay. That goes back to the first Olympics I can ever remember really watching and paying attention to.
72.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When Cosell, this is a story that's been told ad nauseum, so I'm not making this up.
Oh, yeah.
But for those who don't know, and they know the famous event that took place, the hostages.
Infamous.
Well, that's true.
Infamous event that took place.
From the 1972 Olympics, Jim McKay was the Olympic host, period. But Cosell, being the most famous person, one of the most famous people in America at the time being, and part of ABC Sports, was a part of the broadcasting team that was there. I can't remember, other than boxing, what he was doing. But
that's the main thing he was doing.
Pardon?
This main thing he did was boxing for the Olympics.
But he was Howard Cosell, right?
Yeah.
So all, you know, the tragedy starts to unfold. People are being kidnapped, and the events of that Olympics are being broadcast across the world. When ABC decides to come on, we see Jim McKay.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, we find out that Howard Cosell wanted to go on.
Yeah.
Except he had just come back from dinner and had a three martini dinner, put it that way, and was in Rune Arledge's face about wanting to get on. And Rune Arledge's like,
but the reason he wanted to get on was because it was the athletes were Israeli.
Exactly.
Israeli, and he felt personal that he should be the one to do that.
But he was in no condition to do that. Though he got away with it a couple times on Monday Night Football. This was this was not Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think about that. But, you know, the other thing I think about is my favorite as far as watching and just having this lasting effect on me was the 76 ones in Montreal, when you went to see gymnastics and you went to see Sugar Ray Leonard. And he had his kid taped, the picture of his son taped to a sock for every fight he had on there.
Yeah.
That's just my memory.
Yeah.
So I always think about that when I hear that music. And kind of the last time I think we saw Bruce Jenner. Because he blew up, he did his thing in a little bit of 72, but 76 is when he got on the Wheaties box.
Yeah, Wheaties box.
And became the greatest athlete of all time. How'd that work
out? He did some TV and some movies and stuff afterwards. Some. Yeah. You know, when you achieve that, those things come your way. Just like the athletes now. They're going to achieve certain things, and all kind of things are going to come their way. All kind of opportunities are going to come their
way.
As a matter of fact, we're looking at Simone Biles now. She's on the floor. She just did a floor exercise, and they're coming to town. They're coming to Gas South Arena up in Gwinnett in October.
Yes, they are,
and they're already selling tickets for that. So, I mean, there's certain things that
travel with them? Do you think?
Yeah.
You said that really kind of like you're confident. Because sometimes the big stars of the team, they don't travel. They got other commitments.
Yeah. I mean, if she's got to handle something while she's in the area, maybe so. But
and her husband is kind of, he's working. He's kind of busy.
Well, he's over there with her.
No, right I mean, now. In October when they come through here.
Right.
Well, she might want to pull a Taylor Swift and be there and support her man.
They both business people, man. They both.
Okay.
They handle, all right. They handle business. Great. And that's the thing about this. This window doesn't come every year.
That's right.
So the next year, he's playing with the Packers next year. She can go see him all she wants. But this year, you know, that's when you come off this platform, when you come off a platform like the Olympics, you know, and it's laid out there for you, especially if you go there and you accomplish the things you hope to accomplish, you know, you got to strike. And so that's
But see, here's the thing. Happened. She was already striking before the Olympics. That's it. She's the outlier. She don't need what comes with those people who get it for X amount of months, even up to a year, because of the way they performed it. Like, how many times after the Olympics did we see Katie Ledecky? You know what I mean? She just didn't have that it. Although, if she wins a couple more, I think she will be the most celebrated Olympian.
Olympian, most
period.
Decorated. Most,
yeah,
most
we don't see her that much. Don't see Michael Phelps that much.
Well, it's women.
Again, you talk about cashing in on being a gold medalist.
Okay,
I'm just saying,
she's
a gymnast. Where do gymnasts go?
They can do a tour. They do a tour.
And so can swimmers. Or they go over to Europe and they participate in other events.
In other events, but they don't have anything set up. Okay, we're going to bring the swimmers to town. Everybody comes in. They don't do that for
swimming.
No,
they don't. They don't. But there are other events they could make some money in.
But that's we'll go and compete in other events. But
point taken.
Gymnastics is getting something. They're going to do with a team. And I feel like she'll do that with them because – of what they've accomplished as a team.
Can they market those outfits that they're wearing too?
Oh man, I'm sure.
I mean,
sure.
It's not, but Simone she doesn't get those. It's the IOC, right?
I believe so.
Yeah,
but whoever designs them, there are other gymnastics teams and clubs around the world that will see them and go online quickly to see if they can.
I
find
never
them, right?
asked her. I don't think she did get it, but I know the woman who designed the shirts for here and for the 96 Olympics. The shirt that Muhammad Ali wore was designed by a woman named Enos Coombe, who lives here in town. Okay. I don't know that she made any money off that afterwards. Worked with her. You know, I did some stuff with her. She never mentioned the windfall that she got after the Olympics. I think she designed it, gave it to him, signed off, you know,
checks
signed
in,
it all
checks,
off. Yeah.
Checks in the mail.
And that was the end of it. But anyway, what are we looking forward to today?
Yesterday we saw some things that were good, and we saw a little heartbreak this point for one of our local Olympians,
yeah.
Brody Malone.
From up there in Rockmart, right?
Yeah, from up in Rockmart, gymnast, and boy, just had a difficult time, and you really, really root for him because of what he's had to overcome just to get there.
Leg injury. They showed that thing, too.
Yeah.
Man, come on. We don't need to see that dislocation again.
But what you want, you know, that's the thing about this event is the backstories of people. And that's because a lot of people don't know. They pop on there, people tune on the Olympics. They haven't been following gymnastics. They haven't been following men's gymnastics. They figure everything's been fine. So, I mean, it's just like anything else that you can do with television. You got the time to do it, too, with this particular event. And also considering the time difference that we have, they're competing now. This will be shown again in prime time
tonight
at 8 o'clock, right?
Right.
And by that time, they'll have some stories and do some different things. We saw that from the opening ceremony. We saw the U.S. team on the boat floating in, and then we saw it at 8 o'clock production. We saw a Beyonce. Right, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, you're going to see something different with NBC's primetime programming. But
the number of things having to do with what's going on with these Olympics It's just been interesting. I guess that's about the best way to put it. Because as you said, everything from the start of this has been different than what we have watched before and how they go about presenting it to us and the people that they have covering it. Just everything is different about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Because what it's doing is it's keeping me at the TV. And I don't know if this was a conscious effort by NBC, but I used to know what was coming up around the corner. So I can leave and go make something to eat or go get something to eat.
No, you
come
can't
back.
Because it's something. And for people who have the subscription to Peacock, it never stops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going from one thing to the next when something else starts. Today, a lot of people are paying attention to men's basketball. We're going to see the U.S. team play 11:15 today. 3 o'clock, we're going to see the U.S. women's soccer team play against Germany. So people are going to tune
Trinity
in
Rodman.
To see that. Yep, absolutely.
Trinity Rodman.
But she got some company along with her on that team. Like I said, some new fresh faces on this team, and that's coming up later on today. So there are a lot of things, a lot of sports that are being competed today. My goodness, some things that are going on now as we speak. Skateboarding is happening as we speak. Water polo is going on now. Handball. Have you seen handball?
I have seen it. I haven't seen it so far in this.
They have men's and women's handball. Handball is going on now. Equestrian is going on now. And that is the biggest story, to get them horses, to get them animals.
I was thinking about that.
You know what I mean?
Get them over there. I was thinking
about
that.
Get them over there. How far in advance? Here she comes doing this vault thing.
Had to catch her.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. That wasn't what you want to do.
Well, maybe it's just a practice run.
I think so.
Because the coach isn't usually standing there,
so this
looked like it was maybe a practice run. We can't do play-by-play, man.
Okay,
we're going to get a call. Yeah, see, she's messing around there.
Okay. That's just practice. All right, skateboarding, like I said today. Water polo is happening today. Table tennis is happening today. And that's something to watch, Olympic table tennis. That ain't the ping pong you used to play out in the garage.
No, it isn't. We go back and watch Forrest Gump.
Go back
and watch Forrest Gump. Give me an idea.
We got some of that going on. Beach volleyball happening later today. That was, you know, if weather permits. There's some things that they have in the rain that followed, I guess, from Wimbledon. It just drifted over there, and they got rain. And they were doing the time trials on cycling yesterday. It was slipping and sliding and falling.
Yeah, they were going all over the place. It became dangerous. All right, so we're going to do a couple different Olympic sort of reviews, if you will, throughout the show. Right?
Yeah.
Even though we're only here till 9 o'clock this morning, by the way, going to turn things over. He was on here yesterday. Joe Patrick and Dylan Matthews, they're going to be out at Falcons camp from 9 until 12. So we are here just about an hour early today, so we're going to get on out of here and turn things over to him. Can we have some fun for a second, Sam and Greg, Sports
Go
Radio,
ahead.
92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I've talked about Ranker before. This is one of those sites that people can go on and vote on pretty much anything. And it has some interesting stuff on there, and they have lists and so on and so forth. So I wanted to see what they had said about some of the stuff surrounding the Olympics. And what they did was they ranked, through people's voting, the top 10 opening ceremonies in the Olympics.
Okay.
Okay? And I just want to get your thoughts on, if you had to guess where Atlanta ranked of the top 10, where, and I'll run down just the rest of them. You're not going to guess them all, but where would you think it landed?
I think we're probably in the top five.
10.
We're 10.
10.
Okay.
Atlanta is 10. Okay. 96 Olympics. Number.
They didn't like the pickup trucks, huh?
I guess not.
We're the first Olympic opening with pickup trucks.
Yeah, man. I was thinking about that when we were watching the one in France here the other night. It's like there's a lot of stuff we just didn't understand. And I just thought to myself, well, they probably didn't understand the pickup trucks.
They probably did.
They didn't understand. Why did folks bring it in? It's all silver.
Yep, you know? Right. You remember that.
All silver pickup trucks.
Our pickup trucks at our Olympic ceremony. Come on, man.
I have to tell you something, too. We're talking about the gymnast, our guy from Rockmart.
Oh, Brody.
And people would say, well, why is he on the team? He busted his leg up before and so on and so forth. Listen. Whatever you saw last night or when he performed last, he still beat out I don't know how many dudes to make the team.
Absolutely.
So you can't put this on the leg he broke or had it dislocated, you know, a year ago or whenever it happened.
That's the thing you have to remind people, that the U.S., you know, Olympic team is the hardest team to make in whatever sport. And that's what makes
it. And you got to do it all around, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I told you, my brief stint with gymnastics. I was okay on the rings. I was okay on the pommel horse. And okay is the strongest.
Okay.
I can use. That's as bad okay. as that's all on my best day.
That all you okay. got for us?
I tell you the story about when dudes would not have their routine down, the coach would, you know, he would punish you in different ways. So the guys who were working on the parallel bars, if they didn't have their routine completed, he adjusted them and made them like women's uneven parallel bars.
Oh.
And you had to do a basic women's parallel bar routine minus your.
Whoa. Yikes.
And that was a punishment. Yeah. That was your punishment for not having your routine down. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, coming in at number 9, the 60 Olympics in Rome. That's what was voted on, the best opening ceremonies. Coming in at number 8, the 84 Olympics. L.A.
Okay, L.A.?
Yep.
Okay.
Voted number 7, best opening Olympic ceremonies, Moscow. We didn't even go to that one.
Yeah, we didn't go to that one.
So we don't know nothing about that one.
We didn't watch that one.
Number 6, the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
Okay.
I don't know what was special about that one. Number 5, the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. Saw that one in 2014. 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney came in at number 4. Number 3 was yours. Number 3, the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens, Greece.
Yeah, yeah.
With all
the people from MAC doing the makeup for all them folks.
Okay. Number 2, the 2012 Summer Olympics with the Queen in her purse.
Absolutely.
When she was brought in by James Bond.
Yes.
They jumped out there as the coolest thing.
Well, that was outstanding.
And the number 1, voted by these people from Ranker, 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing.
In Beijing. Okay. All
there
right.
There you go.
No Rio?
Hey, listen, you can go and argue with these folks. The list, that's what they do here. We got a special guest coming up next, my man. As we continue our countdown to Corky Kell, we have got Douglas County's head coach, Johnny White.
Who you think ought to be?
I just think his name sounds like a lead singer
of a group.
Temptations or a Motown act. I don't think he'll be insulted by that.
We'll find out.
We'll find out next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning with you until 9 a.m. Glad you're with us. Of course, tomorrow, high school football practices begin. Matter of fact, some schools are going to start at the stroke of midnight tonight in a midnight madness. I don't think they're going to do it at this school, the coach we're getting ready to talk to. But his school has a very special honor. They're going to be playing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic against Cedar Grove. They're going to be the last game, the very final game. They're going to be the cherry on top of the sundae.
Okay.
I don't know if he sees it that way.
Well, we have another question to ask him. We'll see how he feels about that question, but we have one right off the top, don't we? Noel, do you have that still going there? Just a little, bring it up a little bit there. We want to welcome Coach on here. Coach Johnny White, welcome to Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, we are doing fine, sir, and we had a little back and forth there earlier in the show because when we said your name out loud, it was mentioned that you have a name that sounds like an old Motown singer. That would be a great name.
I wish I could sing. Can't sing a lick, but I appreciate it.
There you go. I told you he wouldn't be offended by that.
Oh, man.
If you told him, one of the singers of the Temptations was named Johnny White, he would probably be proud.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'd like it better if you told me I was a singer, New Edition. I'm a big New Edition
fan. Okay.
There we go. Coach White, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yes, sir.
And my goodness, thoughts, first of all, about you and your program being included in the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic in the bins. What's that been like when you got the news about that? And it has to be a lot of excitement for your team and for your school and community.
It is. It's big. Let me tell you. So in 2021, I got there in 2016. I had a great principal by the name of Andre Weaver. And then we have a new principal that came in. Her name is Miss Parks. Great principal. But the thing was, after our 2021 season, she said, I want to play in the Corky Kale Classic. She said, I need this program to be able to play in the Corky Kale Classic. I said, yes, ma'am. And we just kept working. And after a great season, when the news came, we were all excited, but she was super excited. So we're looking forward to that.
Coach, we were wondering how the process has played out. Was the first time that you were even offered the opportunity to be a part of it? Or is it you have to, like, submit? How does this process play out?
I think they contact us. We got contacted and asked, would we be interested in playing in it? And, of course, you know, with our program and with it being the first one in Douglas County to have an opportunity, we jumped at the idea of playing in it. And, you know, with these kids, you know, a lot of them are Falcons fans and a lot of them all have aspirations of playing in the NFL. So playing in the NFL stadium is always exciting to these kids. So, like I said, we were a game and 3 points short from making it to the bins last year, which was very not upsetting, but you know, just humbling. So that's been our work after this year, is to try to get back. So, or not try to get back, but try to get there. So, like Sam said earlier, our whole mantra this year is that we want to start in the bins, of course, with the Corky Kale. But we want to be blessed and try to find a way to finish in the bins as well.
Yeah, tremendous season last year, 13-1. You mentioned that one, that setback was against Whitwood Academy in the semifinal game. Heartbreaker. How many of your players are back from that? Because to get to that point, you know, you have some players that return and have some experience for you.
Well, believe it or not, last year, that's why I think, you know, last year was so special. We started 16 sophomores last year. So on offense, we brought everything back but the quarterback. And then we had a quarterback that I moved in, which is a blessing. I think God looks out for babies and fools. But by the name of DJ Bordeaux, who transferred from Alpharetta, who has over 20 offers right now. He's a rising junior. So we have 10 returners coming back on offense, the whole offensive line, all the receivers, the running back. Both running backs, and on defense, we're returning 6 starters.
Douglas County head coach Johnny White joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Coach, I'm going to use your words, and I'd like you to explain why this is so important to you. If you go to his page, it says head coach Douglas County. Kids don't care, Sam, how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
I stole that from my college coach. I played for. If you're a little old like me, I played for former NFL coach Sam Ritignano from the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I played for him at Liberty. I played 5 years there, went coached high school football for 4, and got the opportunity to come back and coach with him for 2 years. And as much as I enjoyed playing for him, I learned so much from a coaching standpoint, coaching at the college level and just learning underneath him. And that was his biggest thing. His biggest thing was forget X and O. X and O's don't matter if you don't have relationships. So I'm big on relationships with my kids. I'm big on trying to make sure that these young men are going to be ready for the next level. And I mean the next level. I'm not concerned so much about football. I'm talking about they're going to be great fathers, great employees, great husbands. So that's our mantra. So I want to make sure that the kids are not playing for themselves or playing for a coaching staff, but playing great for each other. Because I feel like if our kids play their best for each other, then I think that we have a great football team.
And, Coach, having said all of that, how is that implemented into how you coach in 2024, given I would imagine your job has changed dramatically since you got there in 2016 and all the things that surround being a coach in this year and still trying to bring that phrase to the forefront? How has that changed your the way you go about approaching each season?
Well, this season was a lot different. Well, when we got there in 2016, you know, everybody would play us. Nobody would turn us down. It was easy to find games. But over the past couple of years, we've been doing pretty well, especially after this last season. And then our region, unfortunately, went from 8 teams to 5 teams. So we had to find 6 games. So we got turned down a lot this past year looking for games. So that's why our schedule is what it is. We had to.
I wondered who did that. I'm looking at the schedule and say, who picked these folks? Coach.
Yeah, some idiot named Johnny White picked this schedule. But I wanted them battle tested and ready for the playoffs. You know, it was funny. Like, I don't know. I mean, being 13-0 was great, but I've always asked myself, have we lost early? Because it's kind of hard to correct a 16-year-old when they're still winning. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know
what I mean? So I think some of the minor details that we missed out on last year, it was kind of hard to miss. It was kind of hard to get them to understand exactly what we needed done because they hadn't lost. So I'm not saying I want to lose at all this year, but I know I want to have. I mean, our schedule is tough enough to where we don't bring our A game every week, and you know y'all won't be calling me anytime soon.
Yeah, we will. We'll still call you up, Coach. We'll still call you. They're in the nightcap for the Corcoquille Dave Hunter Classic. 7 o'clock start on August 17th in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Cedar Grove, and we'll have that game for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But Cedar Grove is just a start. I mean, you got Jonesboro, and we won't talk about Jonesboro and what they got going on now with Coach Floyd. He might have something for you. You got Newton, and then we get Hughes, and you know them people really well because you were part of the foundation at Langston Hughes, and then Buford after that. Coach, like I said, you call these people up to set up this schedule you got. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I mean, we had to find teams that were ready to play, and, I mean, we want to be battle-tested, and I think we'll be battle-tested. Coach Floyd does a great job at Jonesboro. Just had a 26 DB commit to Georgia, who's a special player. Had another kid commit a D lineman, so made their commitment ceremony yesterday. Langston Hughes is loaded again. Got 2 big-time SEC linemen that already committed. Got a quarterback that came in who's very athletic. And, you know, Buford's Buford. So then we still have to go play East Coweta and play Westlake and play Chapel Hill. And then we finish off the season hosting Carrollton. So, I mean, we got to be ready every Friday or every Saturday. And then Newton County has got a slew of athletes. So I'm excited. We got a lot of work to do. Summer put us back a little bit. We had some major injuries during the summer. Unfortunately, we lost a junior receiver with over 20 offers. Marcus Carter dislocated his knee towards ACL on just a freakish, just at practice, just caught a ball and just landed wrong. Nobody touched him or anything. So thank God he's a junior, and we're praying for a speedy recovery for him so he can come back ready to go for his senior year. But just got to get ready. Tomorrow, just, you know, come in Monday, and then our slogan is outwork yesterday. So on Tuesday, after we practice on Monday, we got to do better on Tuesday.
Yeah, that gets it. That gets things going and officially coming up tomorrow. But, Coach, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Look forward to seeing you, and especially look forward to seeing you and your team play inside the bins to start the season.
That's gonna
on
be
August
special.
17th. Yeah.
He's gonna be like a parent on Christmas morning, watching these kids walk in there and look around.
Very special. And we're hoping to have a couple of special guests come with us this year because this year marks the 60th anniversary of Douglas County's state championship team.
Okay.
They won it in 1964, and during our playoff run, we had a couple of those guys come to practice and talk to the kids. So we're going to try to get a couple of those guys to come out with us in that Benz game.
I was going to ask him if he has, you know, who does he have come out and speak to the team before each season?
Yeah, but you get somebody that's won a state championship all those years ago to come back. A little inspiration for those young men. Coach Johnny White, we thank you for spending some time with us. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you this season.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
All right.
And the man
wishes he could sing.
He wishes he could sing.
He wishes he could sing, and looking forward to that.
Zay rather do New Edition than the Temptations.
Yeah. It just
but that's you that you talk about. You know, most coaches will tell you they get you down to that place early. They get all the
walk
out of the way,
all the nerves,
you know,
all of that stuff.
You know what though? You kind of limited what you can do when you come in late because you know the other game's going on. But when you play the biscuits and gravy, you're the first one there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to walk in there, and you look up, and as a schoolboy, this circle, there's a ring that goes around the thing. You know, I mean, that's you don't get that on Friday night most places that you go to play, right? So, most coaches like me to come in and get that out of the system. You know, get in there and see it, and you know, kind of do like coaching Hoosiers, you know, get you a tape measure. This school still this wide and still this long. And
why hasn't Sam and Greg, a promotion for Sam and Greg, been a part of that biscuits and gravy game?
I don't know.
How many years we've been doing
this? We have to ask Ben Narowski about that.
I mean, either or David Ashburn, you know. There's got to be some kind of tie-in for us specifically. I mean, there's other shows around here that got their tie-in. They got their own alcohol. You know what I mean? But we just want
biscuits and gravy.
We just want some biscuits and gravy.
You know,
that's
good because I know somebody's got biscuits. You know, you just gave me an idea.
Well, all right. See the light bulb.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. That's being put together. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It is the 28th day of July. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning with you until 9 a.m. Glad you're with us. Of course, tomorrow, high school football practices begin. Matter of fact, some schools are going to start at the stroke of midnight tonight. And a midnight madness. I don't think they're going to do it at this school, the coach we're getting ready to talk to. But his school has a very special honor. They're going to be playing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic against Cedar Grove. They're going to be the last game, the very final game. They're going to be the cherry on top of the sundae.
Okay.
I don't know if he sees it that way.
Well, we have another question to ask him. We'll see how he feels about that question, but we have one right off the top, don't we? Noel, do you have that still going there? Just a little, bring it up a little bit there. We're going to welcome Coach on here. Coach Johnny White, welcome to Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, we are doing fine, sir, and we had a little back and forth there earlier in the show because when we said your name out loud, it was mentioned that you have a name that sounds like an old Motown singer. That would be a great name.
I wish I could sing. Can't sing a lick, but I appreciate it.
There you go. I told you he wouldn't be offended by that.
Oh, man.
If you told him, one of the singers of the Temptations was named Johnny White, he would probably be proud.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'd like it better if you told me I was a singer New Edition. I'm a big New Edition fan.
Okay. There you go.
Coach White, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yes, sir.
And my goodness, thoughts, first of all, about you and your program being included in the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic in the bins. What's that been like to when you got the news about that? And it has to be a lot of excitement for your team and for your school and community.
It is. It's big. Let me tell you. So in 2021, I got there in 2016. I had a great principal by the name of Andre Weaver. And then we have a new principal that came in. Her name is Miss Parks. Great principal. But the thing was, after our 2021 season, she said, I want to play in the Corky Kell Classic. She said, I need this program to be able to play in the Corky Kell Classic. I said, yes, ma'am. And we just kept working. And after a great season, when the news came, we were all excited, but she was super excited. So we're looking forward to that.
Coach, we were wondering how the process has played out. Was the first time that you were even offered the opportunity to be a part of it? Or is it you have to, like, submit? How does this process play out?
I think they contact us. We got contacted and asked, would we be interested in playing in it? And, of course, you know, with our program and with it being the first one in Douglas County to have an opportunity, we jumped at the idea of playing in it. And, you know, with these kids, you know, a lot of them are Falcons fans and a lot of them all have aspirations of playing in the NFL. So playing in the NFL stadium is always exciting to these kids. So, like I said, we were a game and 3 points short from making it to the bins last year, which was very not upsetting, but you know, just humbling.
So that's been our work after this year, is to try to get back. So, or not try to get back, but try to get there. So, like Sam said earlier, our whole mantra this year is that we want to start in the Benz, of course, with the Coke and Kale, but we want to be blessed and try to find a way to finish in the Benz as well.
Yeah, tremendous season last year, 13-1. You mentioned that one, that setback was against Whitwood Academy in the semifinal game. Heartbreaker. How many of your players are back from that? Because to get to that point, you know, you have some players that return and you know, and have some experience for you.
Well, believe it or not, last year, that's why I think, you know, last year was so special. We started 16 sophomores last year. So on offense, we brought everything back but the quarterback. And then we had a quarterback that I moved in, which is a blessing. I think God looks out for babies and fools, but by the name of DJ Bordeaux, who transferred from Alpharetta, who has over 20 offers right now. He's a rising junior. So we have 10 returners coming back on offense, the whole offensive line, all receivers, the running back, both running backs. And on defense, we're returning 6 starters.
Douglas County head coach Johnny White joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Coach, I'm going to use your words, and I'd like you to explain why this is so important to you. If you go to his page, it says head coach, Douglas County. Kids don't care, Sam, how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
I stole that from my college coach. I played for, if you're a little old like me, I played for former NFL coach Sam Ritigliano from the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I played for him at Liberty. I played 5 years there, went coached high school football for 4 and got the opportunity to come back and coach with him for 2 years. And as much as I enjoyed playing for him, I learned so much from a coaching standpoint, coaching at the college level and just learning underneath him. And that was his biggest thing. His biggest thing was forget X and O. X and O's don't matter if you don't have relationships. So I'm big on relationships with my kids. I'm big on trying to make sure these young men are going to be ready for the next level. And I mean the next level. I'm not concerned so much about football. I'm talking about they're going to be great fathers, great employees, great husbands. So that's our mantra. So I want to make sure that the kids are not playing for themselves or playing for a coaching staff, but playing great for each other. Because I feel like if our kids play their best for each other, then I think that we have a great football team.
And, Coach, having said all of that, how is that implemented into how you coach in 2024, given I would imagine your job has changed dramatically since you got there in 2016 and all the things that surround being a coach in this year and still trying to bring that phrase to the forefront? How has that changed your the way you go about approaching each season?
Well, this season was a lot different. Well, when we got there in 2016, you know, everybody would play us. Nobody would turn us down. It was easy to find games. But over the past couple of years, we've been doing pretty well, especially after this last season. And then our region, unfortunately, went from 8 teams to 5 teams. So we had to find 6 games. So we got turned down a lot this past year looking for games. So that's why our schedule is what it is. I wondered
who did that. I'm looking at the schedule and say, who picked these folks? Coach.
Yeah, some idiot named Johnny White picked this schedule. but I wanted them battle tested and ready for the playoffs. You know, it was funny. Like, I don't know. I mean, being 13-0 was great, but I've always asked myself, had we lost early? Because it's kind of hard to correct a 16-year-old when they're still winning. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think some of the minor details that we missed out on last year, it was kind of hard to miss. It was kind of hard to get them to understand exactly what we needed done because they hadn't lost. So I'm not saying I want to lose at all this year, but I know I want to have – I mean, our schedule is tough enough to where we don't bring our A game every week. And, you know, y'all won't be calling me anytime soon.
Yeah, we'll still call you up, Coach. We'll still call you. they're in the nightcap for the Corky Kill Dave Hunter Classic, 7 o'clock start on August 17th in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Cedar Grove, and we'll have that game for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But Cedar Grove is just a start. I mean, you got Jonesboro, and we won't talk about Jonesboro and what they got going on now with Coach Floyd. He might have something for you. You got Newton, and then we get Hughes, and you know them people really well because you were part of the foundation down at Langston Hughes. And then Buford after that. Coach, like I said, you call these people up to set up this schedule you got. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I mean, we had to find teams that are ready to play. And, I mean, we want to be battle-tested, and I think we'll be battle-tested. Coach Floyd does a great job at Jonesboro. Just had a 26 DB commit to Georgia, who's a special player. Had another kid commit a D lineman. So did made the commitment ceremony yesterday. Langston Hughes is loaded again. Got two big time SEC linemen that already committed. Got a quarterback that came in who's very athletic, and you know Buford's Buford. So then we still have to go play East Coweta and play Westlake and play Chapel Hill, and then we finish off the season hosting Carrollton. So. I mean, we gotta be ready every Friday or every Saturday. And then Newton County has got a slew of athletes. So I'm excited. We got a lot of work to do. Summer put us back a little bit. We had some major injuries during the summer. Unfortunately, we lost a junior receiver with over 20 offers. Marcus Carter dislocated his knee towards ACL on just a freakish, just at practice, just caught a ball and just landed wrong. Nobody touched him or anything. So thank God he's a junior, and we're praying for a speedy recovery for him so he can come back ready to go for his senior year. But just got to get ready. Tomorrow, just, you know, come in Monday, and then our slogan is outwork yesterday. So on Tuesday, after we practice on Monday, we got to do better on Tuesday.
Yeah, that gets it. That gets things going, and officially coming up tomorrow. But Coach, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Look forward to seeing you, and especially look forward to seeing you and your team play inside the bins to start the season.
That's gonna
on
be
August
special.
17th. Yeah,
he's gonna be like a parent on Christmas morning, watching these kids walk in there and look around.
Very special. And we're hoping to have a couple of special guests come with us this year, because this year marks the 60th anniversary of Douglas County's state championship team.
Okay.
They won it in 1964, and during our playoff run, we had a couple of those guys come to practice and talk to the kids. So we're going to try to get a couple of those guys to come out with us in that Benz game.
I was going
to
ask him if he has, you know, who does he have come out and speak to the team before each season?
Yeah, but you get somebody that's won a state championship all those years ago to come back. A little inspiration for those young men. Coach Johnny White, we thank you for spending some time with us. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you this season.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
All right.
And the man
wishes he could sing.
He wishes he could sing,
and looking forward to that.
Is he rather do New Edition than
The
Temptation?
You know, but
that's you. That you talk about, you know, most coaches will tell you they get you down to that place early to get all the
walk
out of the way,
all the nerves,
you know,
all of that stuff.
You know what though? You kind of limited what you can do when you come in late because you know the other game's going on. But when you play the biscuits and gravy, you're the first one there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to walk in there, and you look up, and there's a scoreboard, this circle, there's a ring that goes around the thing. You know, I mean, that's you don't get that on Friday night most places that you go to play, right? So most coaches like me to come in there and get that out of the system, you know, get in there and see it, and, you know, just and kind of do like coaching Hoosiers, you know, get your tape measure, this school's still this wide and still this long. And
why hasn't Sam and Greg, a promotion for Sam and Greg, been a part of that biscuits and gravy game?
I don't know.
How many years we've been doing
we
this?
We have to ask Ben Narowski about that.
I mean, either that or David Ashburn, you know. There's got to be some kind of tie-in for us specifically. I mean, there's other shows around here that got their tie-in. They got their own alcohol.
You know
what I mean? But we just want
biscuits and gravy.
We just want some biscuits and gravy.
You know,
that's
good because I know somebody's got biscuits. You know, you just gave me an idea.
Well, all right. I see the light bulb.
Yeah,
let's take a break. That's being put together, Sam and Greg, on this Sunday morning. It is the 28th day of July. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.